The Dodgers are at Surprise Stadium today to take on the Kansas City Royals, but it's good to catch up with one of my favorite guys, and I love catchers, and he's one of the best in Major League Baseball, and that is the one and only Austin Barnes. How you doing, Arizona State Sun Devil?
I say, what's going on? I haven't seen you around here lately.
I appreciate all the acknowledgement you give me when you run the bases.
Yeah, I see you in the background like a travel ball dad.
I know, right? I'm behind the fence.
Yeah, they locked you out, man.
How's spring training been for you so far?
It's good. It's a lot of night games, which is kind of weird for spring so early. But it's been good. It was a rough one yesterday, but you know we'll move on from that and get better. But it's good being with all the guys again and playing some baseball games.
Some of the guys have been asked how many times they watched highlights of the World Series. How many times did you watch Game 3 of the World Series, your big hit in Game 6 of the World Series? How much did you watch all that stuff, if at all?
I watched it for sure. I don't – the games kind of meshed together besides Game 6 for me, but it's I like watching the reactions when we won. I think that's pretty cool. All of my teammates is, you know, their genuine happiness and excitement was pretty cool. And it was actually playing on the big screen for yesterday's game, and watching it was pretty, pretty cool. And the, in Camelback Ranch, it showed the whole highlights from the last game. It was to the last out and everybody celebrating, which was really, really cool.
Austin, I know you're known for your glove, but you had a lot of big hits, not only in the World Series, but in the NLCS. Do you think back to Game 3 where you had the squeeze play, you had the home run? What do you think back to, and do you feel like that is carried over into the confidence for 2021?
Yeah, I feel good, right? I feel good at the plate right now. I had a rough start last year, and I don't know what I was like, 2 for 20 or something like that. But after that, I felt pretty good. I thought, I handled the bat pretty well. Obviously, everybody knows Mookie helped me out a little bit, and then it was.
You're scared to talk about it, though. I told them you're scared. That.
Hey, no, it's not. I'm scared to talk about it. I just want people to keep bugging them about it. every time I get interviewed, someone asks me. Mookie telling me a thing like he doesn't need to be getting asked about that all the time, you know?
Okay, for the record, you're not scared of Mookie's gonna do something to you if you talk about it.
No, I just don't, I don't want it. He's already helped. I don't want to keep putting on that guy, got David Vasse asking him, what you do with Martin? He doesn't want it,
Hey, it worked, it paid off in the biggest games.
No, it's I even told him, it's kind of funny that, it was he got me around to third on that after just, getting that hit up the middle and getting all the whole postseason. It was kind of, Seager and Mookie were hot. So he got on base for those guys at the bottom of the lineup. It was a pretty good recipe.
Austin Barnes is our guest. And Austin, I've heard Clayton Kershaw say this so many times that spring training is for the pitchers. But do catchers need this long of a spring training? How much do the catchers need spring training?
I think it's different when you've been with, a lot of the same pitchers for a while, but to get your legs underneath you and you need probably a little bit longer than most position players, but it's you just have to get with the pitchers a lot and get back working with them. I think it's physically, obviously it's a harder position than most. So, you can't really just go out there and catch 9 right away, be hurting the next day, but it doesn't take too long.
Do you need 6 weeks?
No, I don't think I need 6 weeks, but you take what you get, and this is the life we signed up for.
Yeah, exactly. You've had a chance to catch a couple of new pitchers, Trevor Bauer, David Price. What's the comfort level with those two guys early on in spring?
Yeah, I mean, they're different. They have different mixes. I think, DP throws a lot of fastballs, like variations of fastballs, and Trevor's got a lot of pitches. So I caught DP a little bit last year before it got all shut down and everything like that. But, they're really good pitchers. Obviously, they know what they have to do and what they've done in the past to be successful. So Yeah, I mean, just get on the same page with them. Will caught Trevor the first time. Obviously, he looked pretty good. So, yeah, be excited to work with both those guys.
Clayton Kershaw's making his spring debut today. I'm just curious, you guys really have a close relationship. How has that relationship between you and him evolved from your first spring training to where you're at now?
Yeah, I mean, a lot. You know, I don't even think I was allowed to catch him. And maybe one time in a bullpen, I was allowed to catch him. But, you know, I think it takes a while to earn his trust or earn everybody's trust. So, you know, there's been a lot of great pitchers here, and you know, he's on the top of the list. So it's been you get the privilege of catching a lot of great arms here. It's a great organization. And like I said, Kirsch is on top of that. So it's been, he's a great teammate, and, you know, I'm glad to see that we won that World Series all together. And, yeah.
Is it lost on you, Austin, just how much he enjoys pitching to you? I mean, he's had a few catchers that he has taken a liking to, and it seems like you're at the top of the list. Is that lost on you?
No, with every pitcher, I just really try to figure out, you know, what they, what makes them, you know, tick, or just what they like to do, and, you know, make them comfortable up there. So Kirsch is a great competitor, and it's, when he pitches, it kind of brings out another side of you too. You know, the way he just takes it so personal out there. And, I feel like, he takes his game to another level.
All right. Before I let you go, I got to ask about the family. You became a proud papa just a couple of weeks before spring training. So how has that affected Austin Barnes in baseball, if at all?
No, you know, it's been great so far. It's, he's just a little guy right now, just kind of, getting all his sights, I think, together, but he's been great. I think it's, you know, it's been a different experience for sure. And it's, just being, when you go home and, you know, he kind of just, you kind of just hang out with him, and it takes a little bit of your thoughts away from, you know, baseball and all that. So it's great. Him and my wife are healthy and happy. So it's been a cool experience.
Does it really give you new perspective on life?
Yeah. You know, it's a different experience for sure. And, you know, it's your guy. You got to take care of him.
Yeah, for sure. Austin, he's pretty lucky to have you as a dad, and the Dodgers are very fortunate to have you as part of their catching corps. Thanks a lot for the time, and continued health the rest of spring.
All right, David, I'll see you later.